In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I like Prince of Peace probably the best out of all four of the royal titles in Isaiah 9. Prince of Peace. In the time when Isaiah was writing this, forward the generations to the time when Jesus was born, forward the generations to where we are now, we live in times, all of us from here on back, live in times of no peace, or very little peace anyway. You think when Isaiah was writing his oracles, the people lived in exile. The people lived in captivity. The people lived under a ruler who did not understand who they were or what they believed or what their calling was or who they worshiped. Jesus was born and lived in a time of no peace. You couldn't question authority. You couldn't assemble in certain ways. You couldn't preach certain things, and Jesus ripped the bandage off of all of that. Prince of Peace, bringer of peaceful times, overseer of peaceful times. The miracle that is Jesus and the wonder of the gift that is the Christ child that we wait for and we long for and we hold fast to the idea he's coming again is that sense of everlasting peace. That all of the squabbles and all of the arguments and all of the bad stuff, high theological terms here, bad stuff. It's all going to be done. Why? Because the Prince of Peace is coming. Jesus did things in ways that nobody had ever seen before. They called him radical. Not like we call radicals now necessarily. He was not an angry kind of person necessarily, though you read the thing about him turning over the money changers in the temple, but that's an Easter story, so we'll get to that later. But his way was peace and love and joy and hope. His way was to teach that the God who created us and the God who redeems us and the God who sustains us and the God who never stops loving us brought forth a message of peace. That all of the upset and all of the anger and all of the negativity and all of the warring and all of the stuff wasn't what was intended. That God has a plan for peace for his people. That God has a plan for those who sit in darkness to see great light. And I get it, it's hard. It is hard in December to think about hope and peace and joy and love and all the pretty stuff. And all of the wonderfulness of the season, not to degrade from that at all, because it's all wonderful and lovely. But I get that it's hard when it's not going the way you think it should. When inside your heart you have no peace. When you look around the table at the family gathering and somebody's not there. When you're wrapping Christmas presents And there's a gift tag you don't fill out. When family is estranged from family, and so, well, we're not putting up a tree because ain't nobody coming over anyway. When things are so hard because of the job or the spouse or the parents or the family or the God love us, the church, or whatever the case may be, that all of the hope and the joy and the peace and the love of this time of year just goes right out the window. I get it. It's hard. I do understand. When you are bombarded constantly with all of the bad news, say, where is that Prince of Peace? He's in you. He's in me. He's in between us. And the greatest thing of all is that he's coming, and he was coming, and he is coming again. That this is not how it ends. This is not the end of the story. This is the messy part we have to get to until the final resolution, right? This is the Sunday in Advent that we celebrate love. We light the candle of love. We remember the love that was born in a manger. We remember the love that a teenage mother had for her newborn son, that she's like, I'm not married. I'm engaged. I didn't do anything. We celebrate the love that was Elizabeth's unborn child that said, oh, I know who that is coming. We remember the joyful anticipation, right? I love that story in Scripture when Mary goes to see Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist, and Mary is newly pregnant with Jesus, and she goes to see Elizabeth, and she calls out, Elizabeth. And what does Scripture tell us? The babe within Elizabeth leapt because he heard the voice of the mother of the Lord. Hold on to that anticipation. When everything else is going crazy, when everything else, because it's the 23rd of December and we all know that some people haven't started shopping yet, we know God loved them. We know that the people at Meijer and Walmart, and we don't have a Kmart anymore, but Meijer and Walmart and Rick's and up in Mount Pleasant at Kohl's and whatever else, we know that they're all stressed to the nth degree. Not just the ones in the aisles, but also the ones behind the cash register. The ones wearing the name badges that says, yeah, I work here. They're as stressed as the rest of us, right? Well, hold on to the peace that's offered, and we hold on to the love that is offered, and we hold on to the joyful anticipation, because there's plenty of things in this world that we can be unpeaceful about. This is the season of peace. This is the season of joy. This is the season of love, and above all, this is the season of hope. The Prince of Peace is coming. Why? Because God so loved the world. The Prince of Peace is coming. Why? Because God so loved the world. The Prince of Peace, not the Prince of Chaos. He's already here. The Prince of Peace is coming. And what does Jesus say? Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, giveth I unto you. He's coming to give us peace. He's coming to give us hope. Peace in the face of all of the negativity. Peace in the face of all of the disappointment. Peace in the face of everything going wrong. Peace. There are plenty of rulers in this world now and on through back of history that were not princes of peace. War, destruction, chaos, captivity, oppression, take your pick. That's not Jesus. He's coming. He's the Prince of Peace. How cool is that? And my fear is that it gets brushed aside. We get so wrapped up in the chaos of, oh, I don't have enough gifts for this grandkid, or, oh God, I don't have my ham yet, or, oh Lord, the turkey's still frozen. We get wrapped up in, oh Lord, I've got to drive for 4 hours, and people are nuts on the road. We get wrapped up in, well, this is what's going on in the world today. Stop long enough to remember that he who is coming brings peace. Great peace. The peace that calms us down. I made calming jars for my nieces this weekend. After all sorts of what have you and talking with them, I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool. Besides that, it's what is it? It's a mason jar with hot water, Clear Elmer's glue, and a lot of glitter. I mean, what's not to love about that? And you think about that, and you shake the jar up when you're all anxious and worried and stressed out in the whole nine yards, and you set it down and you watch it, and the glitter's going all over the place, and then it calms. And by the time the glitter calms down, your heart rate should have come down. The same is true. Think of Jesus as our calming jar. Think of Jesus as the calming jar. He comes in and we're all shook up, and we're all stressed out, and we're all, ah! And Jesus just goes, calm down. Peace. It's okay. In the end, what matters most is that you hold on to the peace in the face of chaos and the love in the face of those who despise you and the joy in the face of great sadness and above all, the hope in the face of despair. Hope, peace, joy and love are what God has for you and offers for you. Why? Because he loves you. You who were created in his image. You who are the embodiment of him here on this earth. I believe that we all have that God light in us. It shines best when fed by hope and peace and joy and love. And the Prince of Peace that is coming in the form of a baby in a manger wants peace for you, comes to bring you peace, comes to remind you that you are deeply loved, comes to remind you that when he thinks of you, he has inexpressible joy. And above all, he comes to remind you that when you are faced with despair and you can't put one foot in front of the other and you are so worn down by all of the stuff, he brings you hope. And he walks this world with you. Amen.